Gearchecks.com.
Z95, the All Request and Dedication Party.
How do I get out of here?
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're in too deep. Z95 and Alan Cable, and my pants are by Jordache, my shirts are by Calvin Klein, and my body's by Mr. Donut.
Honey, I am impressed with your material faces.
No, Z95 is like sick with its gold diggers and hearts. Flickers, she could care less about Mr. Punch and Mr. Ferrari. She knew she couldn't get kissed, hug, love, listen to all about having sex with money. Found him like a woman looking for a bathroom switch in the dark, afraid. She'd hit a wall, he was tall, his heart was big and warm and open, and every time he'd go to say something, she put her hand on his lips and say, it's the way that she loved me. Z95, Alan Cable doing 10 hits in a row, and each one has a kiss on it. And this is the story of a young lady who'd been out with nothing but guys who treated her like crud. You know what I'm talking about? And she thought all men were that way until one day he came along. He bought her roses. He treated her with respect. He treated her with compassion and kindness, and like his best friend. And here's what she wrote to him on Z95. Sweetheart.
Laying in bed.
Really?
Waterbed.
You're laying in your waterbed?
Yeah, it's nice and warm.
Listening to me?
Yep.
What a turnoff.
Z95, Alan Cable, your fairy godfather, come to give thanks to you, darling. The woman permitted the man a love life. And like a sweater in the corn, you don't know what you've got until it's gone. Z95.
On Cable, they all requested dedication party talking to Dave in the car. What do you want, Dave?
Well, usually I have my girlfriend with me, but she's in Arkansas. Remember that one?
Well, no wonder why I don't want to talk to you. A man without a woman is like a keychain without any keys.
Coming back in 7 days.
Well, call me then. Yeah, who wants to talk to a guy that I can't steal a girl away from? Rock on Z95. What do you want from my life, huh?
I want to be in love with you.
You want me to be in love with you?
Yes.
Well, start working at it, man. It takes a lot of work for a guy like me to fall in love.
And what do you want me to do?
I want you to tell me how you'll take care of me and do my laundry and fix my car all by hand.
I'll take care of you, do your laundry, and do your car.
And you won't spend any of my money unless I give you some, which I don't hardly ever give you any because I'm just a creep.
Yeah.
And I'll take you out to eat at Wendy's and you'll never complain.
You're so cute.
And I'll only buy you clothes once a year.
Okay.
From the Salvation Army.
Okay,
I'm in love.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is your head flat? Because I want someplace to keep my beer when I'm watching football. Z95, 1041, so how come no man?
Nobody loves me.
I don't believe that. I can't believe that.
Well, because there's a lot of creeps out there.
Really?
Yes.
What about in here? Honey, you have to get off my lap now.
That's right.
Don't you think I'm grown up?
Yes, but the law doesn't. Chris, you're a big winner.
What do you mean a winner?
You're a big winner, Chris.
When did I win?
You've won my slave for a day contest.
Oh, great.
Yeah, come on down here and love me. Jody Wally, number two on Steve was 28 years old when he took that cruise last year through the Cayman Islands, and he met a beautiful lady named Debbie, 18 years old. Well, they danced together, and they shared the moon on the turquoise waters off the deck of the ship. And they made love. And Steve sat down to dinner with Debbie, and an older lady at the next table said, "Wow, must be nice for her not to have to sit in the children's section tonight." And Steve thought and reflected that there'd be a day very soon when he'd have to smile and watch girls Debbie's age go by. Without the risk of looking very foolish, he couldn't do anything else. See, nobody told Steve that he wasn't going to be young forever. Number one song on Z95.
Never.
What if he comes back? Well, what did he do that was so bad? He didn't cheat with another girl.
Oh, he was a jerk. No, well, I don't know. He was working all these long hours, but he would tell me he was working long hours, but his paychecks were real piddly. And I paid all the bills. I paid his bills and everything in his class I never saw.
Well, Jill, I don't understand why you married a guy like this.
Well, he changed after we got married. It was like changed big time.
Really? So for 2 years you were living. a total stranger, huh?
I guess so.
You married him and he turned out to be a poop.
Yeah, a big one.
Wow.
A big one.
I guess you'll just have to push the old plunger on the big toilet of water. I'll go out with you, babe. I'll really make you miserable. Then you'll run back in. You'll run back in. Honey, you're not that bad, honey. Go out with your friend. Really? How old are you, Molly?
Mm-hmm.
Wanna go out? Really? Oh, come on, Molly.
He's on the phone.
Molly, he can't possibly be as big an idiot as me. There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way this guy can beat me out. What's his name?
Wait.
What's your name, dude?
Mike.
Mike, there's no way you're as big a loser as I am. Get out of here, man. Let the chick go out with me, man. Come on.
Wild thing. I think you moved me.
Ellen Kimble, number two song. And 5-1-94.7 goes out to every man who's ever had an older lover. Somebody who guided the way, showed you the rules, and told you not to obey.
Hey, Deanne?
Yeah?
Well, I hear you there in the background, you know, pulling Walter's strings. I just wanted to see the true pants.
It wasn't his strings I was pulling. That's the problem.
Oh, I like you. I like you. You're a woman that gets right to the point and refuses to leave.
That's it.
So what are you and Walter going to do tonight?
Well, one of his friends just got here, so what I wanted to do was definitely out of the question.
Why don't you send him for a walk to the White Hen for about an hour?
Greg, why don't you go to the White Hen for about an hour? I'm going to pop Wally's baloney. That's it.
Robert, you got $50, man.
Thank you.
$50, Robert, for holiday spending money. You can go out and buy yourself something now. Better yet, make a payment on that credit card. Because, Robert, let's face it, they're going to take you away. Big buddy, you should be having a big buddy.
I know
you went out there, and you had a big lunch.
I know you did. There's thousands of people like this right now, especially women.
If you wanted to wear your favorite one, the one that looks the best, the one that makes you look
killer.
But you're afraid to put it on because you think you look fat. Now, you don't look fat. It's all in your mind. I know, because, like, I'm all in your mind.
He was Mr. Superstar. He smiled and whispered in her ear, and a second later, tenderly touched the spot where her head had slapped his face. And just before she turned around, she said, "I guess I'll be a painful memory now. I'm Mr. God's gift to women."
Checks.com.